Please participate. All right. What question do you ask to locate a direct object pronoun? How do you know if there's a direct object in the sentence?
There's a person.
What's the question? Yes, there's two questions.
What?
I heard someone say what and
who.
And those answers are right. What or who? You pass. Good for you. Okay, now, ¿cuáles son los pronombres de estos? What are those pronouns that go along with this? Yeah, but in Spanish, what are the direct object pronouns? Lola, los, las. You said some too.
Nos.
Nos is one. Os. Looks like you got him. I didn't hear me and te. The other class did the same thing. Me and te. What's me refer to?
Me.
And te?
You.
Very good. Like como te llamas? Me llamo. Whatever. Okay, so direct object pronouns. Answer the question what or who, and those are the 8 examples. And you already have these in your conjugation charts. Right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now let's move on. We're skipping ahead to chapter 8b. We've already finished 8a, but I wanted to bring in 2 grammar points from chapter 8b, and one of them is indirect object pronouns. What question do you ask yourself if you want to know if there's an indirect object or indirect object pronoun in a sentence? Not who or what, because remember that's direct object, but think aloud, keep thinking.
When?
No. To whom or for whom? Generally, it's a person. The indirect object pronoun is generally a person or a group of people, right? So, ¿cuáles son los pronombres? That would be the pronouns of a indirect object pronoun. I'll give you a hint. They're a lot like the direct object pronouns. There's only 2 exceptions. That is an exception. There is no lo in here.
Oh, the one that's not there.
No los either. Loss. No los.
May.
There is a may.
Tay.
Nos. And?
Los.
So they're all the same except for which 2, if you can look up there and see them. Lay and lace. So instead of using lo, la, los, and las, we're now going to just refer to them as lay and lace because these are indirect object pronouns. That's the difference. So on your chart, I want you to kind of do what you did last time. If you're talking about yourself doing, you know, like you're doing it, if someone's doing it for you, may, you know, me, you're going to use may. So anytime you'd have yo pop into your head, it's like yo, you're going to write may. If I said, I see... I am giving a glass to him. To whom?
Lay.
Yeah, that would be a lay, right? And that's actually spelled the exact opposite of EL, isn't it, in Spanish? So that's a good way to remember it. So on your conjugation charts, you could use, if you're using the half side of it, you could use me, te, lay, nos, os, lace. All right, so let's practicamos. No, practicamos. Let's practice a few of these. And this is kind of what I did last time. I gave you a sentence with an indirect object pronoun in it. We just got to figure out where it is and where are we going to put the indirect object pronoun. Okay? So first of all, leo un librito a ti. I read a little book to
you.
A ti is you, right? So I read a what?
Little book.
Oh, that's the direct object. And how about the indirect object pronoun? To whom?
You.
To you. You're going to replace I-T with what, Morgan? Te. And where's it going? Where do we put direct object pronouns?
In between.
No. Nope. It's before the... She said un. She said le burrito. Where else could it go? Leo. It's going to go before the conjugated verb, and you're going to have te leo un le burrito. Everyone understand that? Comprenden?
Sure.
Where does te go?
Before.
Conjugated verb. What happens if there's no one there? Then where do I put it? After the no. So it'd be no te leo. Okay, so let's try another one. So some of you that aren't participating, now would be a good time. Damos un regalo a mi madre. We are giving a gift to my mom. We're giving a what?
Gift.
To whom?
Mom.
Very good. To my mom. Le damos. Very good. Hablando español los estudiantes. This is saying what? She's speaking to the students, right? She's speaking Spanish to the students. So here, wait a minute, what part of speech is está en hablando?
Present
what? It's a present participle. What's that? Present pee-pee. Present progressive. It's happening right now. We did it in chores, if you remember that tense. Ava is speaking Spanish to her student. She's speaking what?
Spanish.
Direct object to whom?
Students.
So what are you going to place the indirect object with? Lace. Where's it going? Before the conjugated verb. Which one's conjugated? No, está is the conjugated.
Yes.
Hablando is a participle. She is speaking to them, right? Okay, we'll try a couple others. Thank goodness I have some extras here. Ellas dicen la verdad a mí. What dicen means they speak. They speak or they are telling the... You had this on your quiz under chapter 8A, vocab. Truth. They are telling the truth to me. They're telling what?
Truth.
Direct object to whom?
Me.
Indirect object pronoun. Where's it going? May. It's going where? Conjugated verb. You're telling me ellos me dicen la verdad. Right? You're telling the truth to me. Do another one here. Cantamos feliz cumpleaños a Felipe. We are singing to Felipe. So what is our direct object? We're singing what? To whom?
Felipe.
What are you going to replace on Felipe with? Lay. Were you seeing also the pattern anytime you see on the person? That's also a good indicator it's a direct object. But don't get, or indirect object. But don't get screwed up with that because it could be a personal author that we talked about last week. One more. El niño nada a sus padres en la piscina. The child swims to his parents in the pool. In Spanish, there is. You don't have to have a direct object. Because I know some of you are saying there is no direct object. He swims to whom?
Parents.
Say it again. Lace. Where are you going to put it? Before the conjugated verb, before nada. El niño les nada en la piscina. What part of speech is in? 410. You'll see that there's the chart of the direct object, indirect object pronouns. I just wanted to go over with this a little bit with you, and then we'll come back up here to the overhead. It says an indirect object tells to whom or for whom an action is performed. Indirect object pronouns are used to replace an indirect object noun. That makes sense. Examples say, les doy dinero. I am giving money to them. Do you see how les is replacing that? And you might even want to write down that les means them, and me means me, and te means you, and nos means us. You might want to write down what some of those translated statements are. How about the next one, the example there? It says, te llevo el vidrio y las latas. I'm bringing you the glass and the cans. So I'm bringing them to whom? To you, te. Next one, nos reciclas estas botellas, por favor. Will you recycle these bottles for us? For whom? For us, indirect object pronoun. So remember that the indirect object pronoun comes before the conjugated verb. Here are the different indirect object pronouns. We just went over them on the board. You've recorded them, right? Me, te, le, nos, os, les. Pay attention. Remember that everything that's singular is to the left hand of the chart, and everything that's plural is to the right. Go to the next column on page 410 where it says, when an infinitive follows a conjugated verb, the indirect object pronoun can be attached to the infinitive or placed before the conjugated verb. So here's an example. It says, and I did this already once. You remember on the Estoy Hablando one I just did, the Estoy Hablando? Mm-hmm. Do you see where I put, I'm going to go back to the look like this in English. So this is easy for us to do as native speakers of English. Ava is speaking Spanish to them. I always think of the verb first, and then I think of the indirect object pronoun. I could put lace at the end of this participle.